And what does the Bible say our spiritual senses give us the ability to do? To discern. Are you seeing the scripture? To discern what? Good and evil. Watch this now. Watch this. The more I handle the word of God, God makes my spiritual senses keener. So I can see good and evil. I can hear good and evil. I can smell whether something be good or evil. I can taste whether it's good or evil. A lot of people praying for discernment. God, give me discernment. God said, everything you need to get your discernment keener is sitting on your bookshelf. You never open it. It's got dust on it because the word of God is quick and powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It's a discerner of the intents of the heart. Since the word is a discerner, it teaches discernment. The men of God and women of God with the most discernment are the ones that spend the most time in the Word.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another blessed presentation of God's Holy Word with Pastor Omar Tebow. This sermon has been recorded live at Philadelphia Christian Church right here in Lafayette, Louisiana. As always, each audio message is designed to bring you into a deeper knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So let's go into a sermon that's already in session.
Build upon your salvation. Add to your faith. Listen to me, this church is progressive, meaning that Philadelphia keeps going. If you don't keep going with Philadelphia, watch me now, Philadelphia keeps going. All right? Our leaders, listen to this warning. All right? Listen to me now. We anoint leaders as God give us wisdom to do it. But we will never hold the church back for a stagnant leader. Oh, all right. Anybody that's been with us long enough know, as the church grows, we expect our leaders to grow with the church. It's a problem. Because if you refuse to grow, guess what? These newbies coming under you, they're going to grow. You've been in here 5 years. They come in here 3 months and they're passing you up. What happens is when the people who've been here long see the rapid growth, they begin to hate, persecute. Huh? Esau, Jacob, Isaac, Ishmael. Don't hate, participate. They only catching you up because you ain't running too. Listen good now. Listen good. From 201 to here, we went up another level. Woo! And spiritually, some people couldn't go up like that. From 200 to 2300. We about to go up again. Don't be dull of hearing. Do not be one of these who ought to be teachers and not. He says, you are become as such who have need of milk and not strong meat. Huh? That's something else. Huh? You're supposed to be eating off the chicken bone, but you're drinking off the noonie. Verse 13, for everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Saints, it's my prayer that everybody in Philadelphia would be skillful in the word of righteousness. You would know your Bible, and your Bible would know you. You understand what I'm saying? All right? Look, I'm almost done. I'm almost done. All right? Now, there's nothing wrong with being a baby if you are new. God bless you. So I'm not trying to make nobody try to grow up too fast. If you're new here, you're right where you're supposed to be. Peter says in another place, if you're a baby Christian, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. So milk is what you're supposed to have when you're a newbie. The problem is when you got older Christians still wanting milk and younger Christians wanting meat. That's confusion. So you need to stay out of both categories. If you're too young, stop trying to swim in the adult pool. Go in the baby pool. If you're too old, get out the baby pool and go in the adult pool, Grandpa. They're going to think you're sick. They're going to think something wrong with you trying to be by the babies. Listen. Cole, I'm not lying. Cole, listen. As much of a big problem it is for Christians who've been here for years to still be babies, it's an equally big problem for babies who just come in here to try to act grown. Tremendous problem. Been saved a year, 2 years. Won't come tell me that I need to tell the church that we need to go back to the law. You don't even understand the basic fundamentals of the oracles of God yet. What happens when you give a baby a piece of beef? Oh, yeah, they don't know. Know where you're at on the ladder. Act accordingly. Work it out. Grow. Go on. That's what we want to see in Philly. Come on, give God some glory. Amen. Here it is. Look at verse 14 again. Oh, we got to get out of here. But strong meat belongeth to them that are full age. Somebody say full age. Somebody say, Lord,
make me
a full age. In the spirit.
In the spirit.
In the spirit. See, when you're full age in the spirit, you mature. You can handle the word of God. You ain't got no problem with what I'm talking about tonight. Amen. You can understand it. It's good. You're seasoned. You're ripe. All right. Those are full age, the Bible says, even those by reason of use. Well, what do they use? They use the word of God. They handle it consistently. They handle it constantly. They're like that Psalm 1 who meditate on his word both day and night. When you use that word like that, that word is going to mature you. You read it, you study it, you meditate on it, you come to church, you come to Bible study, you get some additional books. When you're with your friends, you don't mind talking about it. It come up in natural conversation. You sing about it, you rap about it. It's just in you. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. It's just all over you. Ain't no fake Jake, and ain't no me trying to force nothing. No, it in me. It was in me, going to come out of me. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth going to speak. It's in my heart. You see, when you're marinating that word like that, hallelujah, and you're full age by reason of use, something happens. The Bible says that the word does something to your senses. Your senses are exercised by the word. Exercise. Pastor, what senses? My sight, my hear, my smell? No, not them senses. Not your physical senses. Your spiritual senses. Ooh! Y'all don't want me to leave right now. Listen to me. You got spiritual senses. They're kind of like physical senses, but you got spiritual. You got spiritual sight, spiritual smell, spiritual taste. Taste and see that the Lord is good. A spiritual hearing, a spiritual touch. And God is telling us, if you will consistently use this word in your life, that the word of God will exercise your spiritual senses. Woo! That word exercise is written in the Greek to give us the connotation of athletics. We just come off a softball. And I want to tell you, every player on that field that's worth their grain of salt, do what this thing is saying for softball. You see, in order for you to be good at something, you gotta exercise. Woo! They don't want you hearing me? What you ask your daddy every day? Let's go work out, daddy. Let's go work out. You see, because in sports, you know, Javon, to do what people don't do, you have to do what people don't do. Woo! So you got to work harder than the next man. You got to swing more. You got to throw more. You got to shoot more. To do what people don't do, you got to do what people don't do. Listen, the word exercises not our muscles, but our spiritual senses. And what does the Bible say our spiritual senses give us the ability to do? To discern. Are you seeing the scripture? To discern what? Good and evil. Watch this. The more I handle the word of God, God makes my spiritual senses keener. So I can see good and evil. I can hear good and evil. I can smell whether something be good or evil. I can taste whether it's good or evil. A lot of people praying for discernment. God, give me discernment. God said, everything you need to get your discernment keener is sitting on your bookshelf. You never open it. It's got dust on it because the word of God is quick and powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It's a discerner of the intents of the heart. Since the word is a discerner, it teaches discernment. The men of God and women of God with the most discernment are the ones that spend the most time in the word. It's too much for you this morning? This evening is too much? Because it feels like a Sunday morning. Is it too much for you? I'm trying to set you on fire. I'm trying to allow you to leave here and say, I'm going to read my Bible tonight. I don't want to be dull of hearing. I don't want to be no baby. I don't want to be left behind. And I want a spiritual discernment where I can see some things. Last point. Pastor, it's 8:30. I don't care. Last point. I'm saying this and we gone. What's the title of this message? Yeah, go on, Pastor. It's time to go. Go in. Third point. Let us go on. He says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works, faith towards God, or the doctrine of baptism, the laying on of hands, or the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permit. The writer of Hebrews says, we got to go on as believers, man. You can't stay where God found you. You got to go on. And he's telling us to go on from some things. He says we got to leave the principles of the doctrine of Christ. Now, hold on one second. You know that this writer is not telling us to leave the cross of Christ forever. When he's saying leave, he's saying, okay, you got to settle in your heart that you believe. You got to settle in your heart that you believe so much that they can't shake you. Nobody could take it from you. All right? You settle on it. You got it. You're secure. You're sure about it. Okay, now let's go study something else. Let's go master something else. Let's go perfect something else. All right? But you can't leave off of something and perfect something else if you're shaky on the basics. He says we should be to a place where we're so settled that we don't have to lay again the foundation, number one, of repentance from dead works. This is the basics that you need to know. Your own works cannot save you.
We pray that you are blessed, encouraged, and challenged by today's message. As always, we would love for you to fellowship with us in person. Our service times are Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Also on Tuesdays, we have midweek Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. We would really appreciate if you would consider partnering with us financially to help keep this broadcast on the air. In order to do so, simply go to the website, philadelphiacc.org, and just click the donate button. And as always, our prayer is that God would richly bless you and keep you and give you peace. Shalom.
EXCM Publishing is grateful to announce Pastor Omar's newest book, Generosity. In this book, you're going to learn what the Bible says about giving. Being armed with this knowledge, you will immediately be able to identify who's playing in church and who's real in church. Giving to the Lord is a proof of your love for Him and your devotion to Him. Generosity, Pastor Omar's fourth book. Get your copy today, available online by visiting extm.org.